This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents launched a nationwide operation Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. ICE says its agents are targeting mostly immigrants who are considered dangerous. New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles are among the cities that were expected to see raids on Sunday. New York City Councilmember Carlos Menchaca says the ICE enforcement has already affected his community.
Summer weekend, the streets have been more quiet. The kind of community spaces like at the markets have been less frequented this weekend, so people are afraid.
President Trump unleashed another tweet storm Sunday morning, this one attacking a group of Democratic U.S. Congresswomen. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
President Trump tweets the lawmakers should go back to the broken and crime-infested places from which they came, ignoring the fact that the women are American citizens and all but one was born in the United States. Trump was almost certainly referring to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her allies in what's become known as the Squad, Representatives Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Presley, and Rashida Tlaib. In her own series of tweets, Ocasio-Cortez denounces Trump's remarks, writing, "Mr. President, the country I come from and the country we all swear to is the United States," adding, "You are angry because you can't conceive of an America that includes us." Ben Thomas, Washington.
The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry has weakened to a tropical depression as it moves over western Louisiana, but the rain is expected to continue into Monday. Flooding rains are considered the primary threat from the slow-moving storm. Some areas have received as much as 50 centimeters of rain so far. Governor John Bel Edwards and President Trump have both declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police used batons and pepper spray against demonstrators Sunday in a town near the Chinese border. Tens of thousands of protesters marched through Sha Tin in sweltering heat in opposition to what they see as China's creeping influence in Hong Kong. Here's what one protester had to say.
The difference from the umbrella movement happened 5 years ago. Most of the protesters came out because of their own choice, but not by any political parties. And we came out because of a simple urge, the freedom of Hong Kong, and also the retraction of extradition bill proposed by the Hong Kong government.
The weekly protests were originally mounted to display opposition to a bill that would have allowed for the extradition of Hong Kong criminal suspects to mainland China. On Saturday, a largely peaceful demonstration in a town close to the border turned violent as protesters hurled umbrellas and hard hats at police. Police retaliated by swinging batons and firing pepper spray. New York City officials said power was restored to Manhattan's West Side shortly before midnight on Saturday after a transformer explosion earlier that evening knocked out power to some 72,000 customers. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says while the investigation could take a while, they are sure of two things.
This was not a cyber attack, and this was not an act of physical terrorism.
The blackout, which spanned from Madison Square Garden to about 72nd and Broadway, trapped people in elevators and subways and shut off all traffic lights. Con Ed President Tim Cawley says the system is built to handle excessive use of power on the hottest summer days, so it's unclear what failed here.
We designed the system such that for the loss of any two major components serving an area, we could still serve the system on the hottest day of the year.
De Blasio, who was campaigning in Iowa during the blackout, says when he realized the power would be out for a while, he came back. Julie Walker, New York.
Researchers find a healthy lifestyle offsets the genetic risk of developing Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has that story.
British researchers, in a study presented to the Alzheimer's International Conference in Los Angeles and published online by the journal The American Medical Association, find that people with high genetic risk and poor health habits were about three times more likely to develop dementia versus those with low genetic risk and good habits. They also found, regardless of how much genetic risk someone has, a good diet, adequate exercise, limiting alcohol, and not smoking made dementia less likely. The study follows along the lines of previous research a few years ago showing that healthy living could help overcome genetic risk for heart disease. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Marissa Milton. You've been listening to VOA News.